Into the River, written by Mark Brandy and read by Fabio Motta.
In a strange room, you must empty yourself for sleep. And before you are emptied for sleep, what are you? And when you are emptied for sleep, you are not. And when you are filled with sleep, you never were. William Faulkner, As I Lay Dying. Prologue. Dad told them never to cross the highway. But the dam hadn't been much good that day. It was a green dam, and Jed told Danny there were no yabbies in green dams, only fish if you're lucky. Yabbies were only in muddy dams. But Danny, as usual, reckoned he knew better. They caught nothing, so Jed got bored and reckoned they should go to the river, just for a look. But they had to cross the highway to get there. "What if Dad finds out?" Danny said. Jed shrugged. "How would he?" They left the nets at the dam, and Jed pushed down the lower lines of the fence with his foot so Danny could climb through without getting scratched by the barbed wire. A long truck, belting north towards town, howled its horn as it tore past, destined for the abattoir. The smell of sheep shit and oily wool lingered as Jed and Danny slid down the steep, stony embankment to the edge of the highway. Jed was a good foot taller than Danny and could see down the road until it curved away to the west. To the east of the curve was a flat, yellow patchwork of paddocks that disappeared in a shimmer below the stony face of the Grampians, looming like a tidal wave at the horizon. Above the range, blue-black clouds billowed and ruptured, and the grey veil descended across the mountains. The wind shifted quickly from the southwest to a cooler southerly, and Jed could tell the weather was coming soon. He could smell it, like the start of rain falling on a hot road, like wet cement. Then, without warning, Danny took off across the highway. Jed called out for him to stop, but his voice was lost in the wind as Danny disappeared down the slope on the other side. The river. Shit. Danny couldn't swim. Jed heard the nearing rumble of another truck, so he ran while he had the chance. The wind blew at him, willing him back. But he was a good runner, and he pushed against it, the highway smooth and warm under his bare feet. He made it to the dry, grassy edge, eyes watering and chest heaving. The truck's horn blasted as it passed. He couldn't see Danny anywhere. "Danny!" he yelled, across a lazy field of long yellow weeds. A tall row of eucalypts swayed as the air whooshed through their branches. Just past those trees, he knew the river ran deep and strong.
"Danny!"
The wind ripped his calls away, and he could hear the coming thunder of another truck headed west. Jed ran through the weeds and towards the trees, his legs bouncing on the dumb earth like rubber. He imagined telling his mum, trying to explain, but she'd never believe him. For certain, his dad would beat the living shit out of him, probably break some bones, maybe even kill him. He would have to run away, go live in the bush somewhere, or the city. He could never go back home.
"Danny!"
he screamed. Startled, a cluster of sulfur-crested cockatoos erupted from the high branches of the eucalypts, squawking and screeching, their pure white feathers stark against the blackening sky. The truck roared past behind him, and, in the quiet after, Jed could hear the river surge, hidden deep within the trees and scrub.